Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to PDG First Quarter 2013 Results Conference Call. Today with us, we have Mr. Carlos Augusto Leone Piani, CEO, Mr. Marco Rossi Carrara, CFO, Mr. Guido Prestes-Lemos, IR Officer, and Mr. Renato Barbosa, IR Manager. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After PDG's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session for analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We would like to inform that questions can only be asked by telephone, so if you are connected through the webcast, you should email your questions directly to the IR team, ri@pdg.com.br. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed through PDG's website at www.pdg.com.br/ir, and the presentation is available for download at the website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements will be made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of PDG management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Carlos Piani, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Carlos Piani, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you all for joining us in our First Quarter 2013 Conference Call. This is the first earnings release after we communicated the company's new business plan and the construction budget revision. We have already started to recover our operational activity, but our financial performance is still strongly impacted by the construction budget revision. We expect to have a stronger positive impact of the restructuring process starting on the second half of the year. As for our agenda for today, I'll start describing the main operational highlights of the quarter. Afterwards, Marco Rossi, our CFO, will present the financial highlights, and after that, we'll move on to the Q&A session. Before we start, it's important to highlight that starting on the first quarter of this year, our financial statements will follow IFRS and IAS norms regarding consolidation partnership agreements and affiliates published in May 2011 and applicable starting on the first day of the year. Nonetheless, we'll continue to present our non-audited operating information according to the proportional consolidated method, but without considering the stake in our Argentine affiliate, TGLT. So moving on to our presentation, if you could turn to slide three, I'd like to start describing the launches of the quarter. On the first quarter, we started to recover the growth of the launches. We launched six new projects that totaled 388 million reais, 52% higher than the one in the fourth quarter of last year. On a consolidated basis, 1,765 units were launched, 135% more than in the previous quarter. We had a higher concentration in the Southeast region, which represented more than 90% of the total. In terms of segments, the high income represented more than 50% of the launches. I'd like to highlight that the adherence to our recent business plan will happen in due time as we adjust our land bank and we have a longer series of launches. Moving to the next page, we see the sales. In the first quarter, the net sales reached 181 million, 32% more than in the previous quarter. 3,363 units were sold, almost 50% more than in the fourth quarter of last year. Of that total, 72% came from inventory and the remaining from new launches. The highlights of the quarter were two projects launched in March: Jardim das Perdizes in São Paulo and Viva Penha in Rio de Janeiro, with a speed of sales of over 93%. In the quarter, we also canceled 960 units, 43% less than the previous quarter. This represented a 169 million reais reversion in sales, 27.5% less than the fourth quarter of 2012. Moving to the next page, we have the breakdown in terms of regions and segments. In terms of regions, 45% of sales were concentrated in the city of São Paulo. The highlight was Rio de Janeiro's increase from 9%-18% of the total, mainly due to new launches in the period. In terms of segments, we can highlight the maintenance of more than 54% in the mid-income range and the high income, share growth from 8 to 23%, mainly due to launches in São Paulo. Moving to the next slide, we have the inventories. At the end of the first quarter, our inventories reached 5.2 billion reais, 2% more than the fourth quarter of last year. We continue to improve our controls during this period. As a consequence, inventories increased 579 million reais, from which 253 million refers to an adjustment on our share of inventories in projects in which we are a minority investor. And 326 million reais refers to increase due to the utilization of an individualized price table instead of average prices in the mark-to-market process. Considering the net sales and launches in the trailing 12 months, the speed of sales reached 42% this quarter. If we adjust this number by cancellations in the last 12 months, our speed of sales would have reached 50%. Moving to the next slide, we have the breakdown by segment, vintage, and region of our 18,000 inventory units. In terms of segments, we continue with roughly 50% of inventory in the mid-income bracket on a consolidated basis. In terms of vintage, we finished the quarter with 30% in finished units and units to be delivered in 2013, and with 70% to be delivered in 2014 and afterwards. It's worth mentioning that we finished in March with 830 million reais in finished units. In terms of regions, close to 45% of total inventories is located in the southeast region of Brazil, and the remaining share is distributed in among other regions across the country. With this, I conclude the first part of our presentation and turn the floor over to Keirala, who will describe some of the operating figures and our financial highlights of the quarter.
Okay, thank you. Moving to the next slide on delivery schedule. Moving forward, we're going to report two different numbers in terms of delivery. One is the construction finish, and the second is the final individualization. The first one is to show the de-risking of the execution and decrease of cash consumption, and the latter to present the days for credit transfers and cash generation for the company. We finished construction work on 12,241 units, representing roughly 50% of the expected amount for the year. We individualized the title in 4,051 units, mainly constructions finished last year, in line with the expectation for the full year registrations. We executed credit transfers of 3,933 units in this quarter. Moving to the next slide of cash flow. During the first quarter, we had a net debt variation of 321 million reais, with 35 million of those being the market-to-market accounting adjustments of the debentures issued last year in the capitalization process. Therefore, the cash burn was 290 million, 140 which coming from the operating cash flow, and 150 million coming from the net financial expense. In terms of the corporate debt of the company, we renegotiated during the quarter 400 million reais of securitization that was distributed with private wealth investors, rolling over 130 million with the original investors. We rolled over the balance of the receivables in a structured credit assignment note with an investment bank. Of the first half maturities, we rolled over already 77% and amortized 23%. Relating to the maturities of the second half, we've already negotiated the rollover of 57%. We intend to amortize 12% of low-value monthly repayments, and we have 31% of the maturities in the last 2 months of the year concentrated with two banks with which we have not yet started negotiation. The reason for that is that we have been offered new debt with longer terms between 2 to 4 years at better rates and are considering whether to roll with the original banks or pay down with this new debt structure that was offered to us. In terms of the construction financing, we are renegotiating supplementations to the original contracts with all the banks to face the budget revisions announced last quarter. We have already approved 411 million reais in supplementations, have 19 million in final negotiations, and an additional significant potential amount already identified but not yet negotiated with the banks. Together with Falcone Consultancy, we've made a detailed review of the construction financing procurement process, and we've identified a significant opportunity to improve it, aiming to reduce contracting and release terms, thereby reducing the need of using equity during construction. We started this project in the second quarter and expect to last until the end of the year. In terms of dissolutions, canceled sales, we've canceled 169 million reais during the quarter. We continue to see a positive resale space and price gain of canceled repurposed units, both at the same pace of last quarter and price increase. We'll keep reporting these figures, always using rolling 12-month numbers to allow measuring the efficiency of our sales in terms similar to inventory and launches. Moving on to our financial results, we had an adjusted gross margin for the quarter in line with the REF margin reported in the fourth quarter of 2012, both at 27%. It is worth remembering that the current REF margin reported by the company does not include projects such as Jardim dos Perdidos, where we have 25% and therefore have not consolidated in our balance sheet in accordance with the new accounting rules. The SG&A decreased by 9% on a year-on-year basis and 15% over the fourth quarter of 2012, excluding the profit sharing and option expense. The reason for that is that the option expense are non-cash accounting expense, and the profit sharing refers to compensation that was withheld in 2011 had to terminated employees by the company. The commercial expense totaled 46 million reais, representing 4.4% of the total gross pre-sales in the quarter, below the 2012 average of 5%. G&A expense amounts to 150 million, excluding the 10 million in profit sharing agreements. Reported an adjusted net profit of 5 million reais, excluding non-recurring accounting effects of 79 million during the quarter. These effects are 35 million of the market-to-market adjustment of the debenture that we talked about, and 44 million in non-cash partnership dissolutions and assets write-offs. With that, I'd like to turn to Q&A.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your tone phone at this or at any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. We do ask that when you pose your question that you pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Again, to ask a question, it's star, then 1, and please hold while we pull for questions. Once again, it's star, then 1 to ask a question. Our first question will come from Marcelo Vada of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. My question is regarding the cost of debt. I was wondering if the company could comment a little bit about the current cost of debt and what is the marginal cost of the new debt. Thank you.
The current cost of debt of the company is around 9.75%, and that includes the construction financing as well as the corporate debt, so it's the average of both sources of debt. The marginal cost of debt has not varied much for the following reason. The corporate that has increased slightly between 50 to 75 basis points, but the construction finance has decreased. So on average, the marginal cost of that other company has not increased in any significant manner.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Again, if you do have a question, please press star and then 1. And again, it's star, then 1 to ask a question. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Carlos Piani for any closing remarks.
Finalizing, I'd like to reinforce our commitment to delivering superior value to our shareholders for outstanding operating financial performance. Despite the short period of our restructuring process, we're very confident about the huge potential to lead outstanding improvements and generate long-term value to shareholders and turn PDG the best home building company in Brazil. Thank you again for attending our first quarter 2013 conference call, and have a nice day.
Thank you. This concludes today's PDG first quarter 2013 results conference call. You may disconnect your lines at this time.